That's interesting. It wouldn't happen here, I'm sure.
Of course not.
All right, what do you have, Rich?
Something that's been bugging me for 24 hours now. What's the point? What is the point,
yes,
of sending a team to Norway who can't even score a goal? Now, where was the point there? What was the point of wasting all that money on those air tickets?
All right, okay.
They get there and they play like
strangers.
Muppets, basically.
Do you think that Graham Taylor should now go?
No, I don't.
You've got to see it.
He's done 3 years.
It's easy to blame Taylor, but he's not the one out there faffing about and not scoring goals.
But he said that some players didn't play well. Unquestionably, Gazza wasn't on
board. You mean all the players? I think.
No. I mean, don't be unfair, because you know it must be terrible for them to come back and just be slagged off by everybody.
I know, but you can blame Taylor partly. I mean, you can't blame him for a poor
performance
on the pitch because that's the player's fault. But you can also blame him for picking the wrong. Where was Waddle? Where was Waddle? What was going on there?
What's the point? Where was Woods? And he was playing.
Yeah.
You're not falling over.
One person.
I mean...
Stay on your feet, you muppet.
We are back as the true voice of sport.
Absolutely.
Awful.
I mean, Scotland won. Northern Ireland won. England.
Why did they say that no British teams are likely to qualify? They actually said this on one of the stations.
It's all mathematics.
Are likely to qualify for the World
Cup. It's all mathematics and facts and figures now.
Yeah.
But the only team I'd back on now is Scotland to get through. At least when they're cornered, they actually come out and fight a bit to get the rest.
Anyway,
what's the point of that then?
All right, thank you.